Collingwood Today, in partnership with the Georgian Triangle Humane Society, brings you a regular feature highlighting a special pet that is in need of adoption. Jack, oh hi there humans, my name is Jack. I'm quite the cutie and at just about 1 year old, I come in a very nice size package weighing in at just under 30 pounds. So, you might notice that I'm sporting the cone of shame in my picture. I've been told I look like a lamp. These other dogs can be a bit mean with their name calling, don't you think? I know I'm a pretty handsome young lad, but let me tell you, I'm a really, really shy guy. Maybe a bit of a scaredy boy too. So what that means is that I'll be looking for quite the special family to open up their heart and home to me. I'd do best in a calm, quieter home with older children, 12 plus please, who are patient and kind and can help me work through some of my fears and hesitations. It's best to offer me slow introductions and to allow me to set the pace as I get to know you and my new surroundings. That way, it will help me become more and more confident and before you know it my true self will emerge. Given my nice compact size, it might surprise you that I'm a northern boy. A whole bunch of animals, dogs, and kitties too made the very long trip down here to southern Ontario just a little while ago. What an experience that was. You can imagine what that might have been like for a scaredy boy like me. Lots of new and unknowns and change. Anyways, let's get back to me. Besides being downright cute, yes, even in my lampshade, haha and sweet as can be, it's very important that you understand that I'm a very shy and nervous young boy. Like, very very shy and nervous. It makes it tough sometimes cause everyone sees this cutie patootie dog and immediately wants to come to say, hi, but holy moly, that is super scary for me. I have a lot of potential to be an absolutely amazing companion for one lucky person or family, but a big part of that success will land on my new human's patience with me and leadership. If you have experience with shy, fearful, and underexposed doggies, oh man, you sound like my perfect person. I'll go ahead and say that pretty much every new person and every new thing is a bit unnerving for me right now. Like I literally cower when I walk through a threshold. Those doors can be scary, you know. So it will likely take a few days before you start to see my fun side, so please don't be upset if it takes us some time before we start to bond as well. I've heard the humans say that I might be a bit of a flight risk, and that it will be very important for my new family to be mindful of this our first little while together. And because of that, my adopters will be required to purchase a martingale collar for me for my own personal safety. The GTHS humans here got a lovely surprise when I went out into the dog yard for some playtime. It's like I became a different dog and they got to see this happy playful pup as I romped around and had oh so much fun. It sure would be great and is highly recommended that I find a home with a nice big fenced backyard, please. It'll be so fun and this way I can have lots and lots of safe, secure outside time. A home with an appropriate doggy friend may be a bonus for me to help gain my confidence. It may surprise you that I walk quite nicely on a leash and don't really react to strange stimuli while out and about. I really am such a sweet boy once I get to know you. I'm just going to be looking to you for reassurance, guidance, and a lot of positive reinforcement during our first bit of time together and while I learn that new people, places, and things aren't so scary, in fact, they say some of these can actually be pretty fun. My adoption fee is $450 and includes my neuter, up-to-date vaccinations, dewormer, and a microchip. I can't wait to meet my special someone soon and start this, kind of scary but, fun new chapter together. Cautious wags, XOXO your buddy Jack. If you are interested in adopting me, please visit our main adoptions page, https://www.gths.ca/animals-for-adoption, for instructions on our modified COVID adoption process unable to adopt. Share this feature on social media so each animal can get the exposure it needs and find a loving home. To see past featured animals who may still need adopting, click here.